Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, welcome back for another program, folks, and we're going to start off with the new schedule for an event in Durham. Events, rather, American Tobacco's Back Porch Music on the Lawn free concert series returns Thursday evenings from May 12th through September 8th. All concerts start at 6 and are held on the historic campus's interior quad. Again, this is the American Tobacco's Back Porch Music on the Lawn series. Kicking off the season May 12th, the Old Ceremony with the Backsliders. June 2nd, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen with the Josh Daniel Mark Schimmick Project. June 16th, Billy Strings with Town Mountain. June 30th, it is Balsam Range with Longleaf Pine Nuts. July 28th, the Stray Birds with Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. August 11th, the Black Lilies with John Stickley Trio. August 25th, the Gibson Brothers with Hank Patty and the Kermit. And then closing out the series on September 8th, it is Dom Fleming's duo with the South Carolina Broadcasters. All right, the North Carolina Science Festival is right around the corner. That's April 8th through the 24th. Described by organizers as a two-week-long, 500-mile-wide science party, the North Carolina Science Festival is a series of science-themed events in towns and cities across North Carolina, from the mountains to the coast. This annual celebration usually offers more than 400 events, most of them free and open to the public. Science is fun, science is everywhere, science is for everyone. That's what the North Carolina Science Festival is all about, according to Jonathan Frederick, the festival director. We're really excited to partner with the North Carolina State Parks this year. North Carolinians can choose from at least 41 different events just within our wonderful park system. Festival events are hosted by all kinds of communities, including community sites, including libraries, museums, schools, community colleges, universities, and even businesses. Of course, we talked about the partnership with the North Carolina State Parks. The festival presented by the Biogen Foundation says it's partnering with the park system to offer hands-on science programming in every state park during the festival. North Carolina State Parks is planning to offer citizen science programs with collection of real data in all 41 state parks during the 2016 North Carolina Science Festival. Also, if your kids are budding scientists, a special event coming up next month, Moorhead Planetarium and Science Center will host a half-day science conference just for kids in 4th through 7th grades. STEMville Science Symposium is 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. April 16th at Moorhead in Chapel Hill. The fee is $25. A light breakfast and mid-morning snack break is provided, but no lunch. During the morning, kids will meet with scientists and researchers, participate in workshops, and conduct experiments. Activities include building solar cells, extracting DNA from strawberries, and building catapults. It's designed to be like a professional conference with a keynote speaker and swag bag, according to the Moorhead's website. Online registration is available now. The event is part of the North Carolina Science Festival, which runs April 8th through April 24th. Okay, let's take a look at Duke performances coming up. The phone number's there, 919-660-3356. The box office number is 919-684-4444. Okay, Friday, March 25th, it is Conrad Tao on piano. Conrad Tao began his musical career as a wonderkind. As a pre-teenager, he appeared as both a violin and piano soloist with dozens of top-tier orchestras, and later received 8 consecutive ASCAP Morton Gould Young Composer Awards. Now 21, he has transitioned gracefully into a mature artist, with interpretive depth well beyond his years. This is at Baldwin Auditorium, 8 o'clock, Friday, March 25th, Conrad Tao. Saturday, March 26th, at Duke Performances, The Gloaming. Dublin's The Gloaming is a 5-piece ensemble featuring some of the world's great Celtic musicians, including Martin Hayes, one of the best fiddlers on the planet, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. It's being held at Baldwin Auditorium. The Gloaming summon a transfixing blend of musical influences for an evening that is at once visionary and firmly grounded in the rich musical traditions of Ireland. Friday, April 1st, it is Cassé Madi Diabate, I hope I got that right. Singer Cassé is a descendant of the most distinguished Griot family of the ancient Manding Empire. His name, alongside other Griot legends, signifies musical royalty in Mali. This is at Baldwin Auditorium at 8 on Friday, April 1st. Friday, April 8th, Shanghai Quartet featuring Wu Man. This is at Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Saturday, April 9th, Orlando Consort. In a special performance, Britain's Orlando Consort accompany a screening of the landmark Carl Theodor Dreyer's silent film, La Passion de Jeanne d'Arc, 1928. This is at Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Monday, April 11th, it's Fanfare Siocarlia at Motorco Music Hall. That's at 8 o'clock. Saturday, April 16th, Chompy Concert No. 4 featuring Edgar Mayer. 50th Anniversary Celebration and Duke Alumni Concert. This is at 2 o'clock at Baldwin Auditorium, Saturday, April 16th. Friday and Saturday, April 22nd and 23rd, it is Michael Jordan. Gordon, rather, not Jordan. So used to that sounding like that. Michael Gordon, Timber and Rushes. Bang on a Can co-founder Michael Gordon, one of America's most adventurous composers, writes music characterized by vigor and hypnotic intensity. That from the New York Times. This is at Durham Fruit and Produce Company at 8 o'clock both nights. Saturday, April 30th, it is Room Full of Teeth. The 8-member Grammy-winning a cappella vocal ensemble, Room Full of Teeth, explored the expressive power and range of the human voice in the Vocal Ensemble Series' closing concert. Formed at Williams College, its members are classically trained singers who draw on techniques and genres as disparate as yodeling and Tuvan throat singing. This is at Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. All right, we're going to move on to the Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. The phone number there is 919-843-3333. Tuesday, March 22nd, the Ghost of Montpelier meets the Samurai. Trahal Harrell, seminal dancer-choreographer, burst onto the dance scene with questions about the past, proposing alternative histories for early postmodern American dance. His cerebral side pairs elegantly with his bedrock love of movement, just about any movement. Tuesday, March 29th, an evening with Garrison Keillor. Among today's most cherished raconteurs, master storyteller and humorist Garrison Keillor is best known as the host of National Public Radio's A Prairie Home Companion. He'll be in Chapel Hill on Tuesday, March 29th. Thursday, April 7th, the Brahms Piano Quartets. Saturday, April 9th, Gabriel Kahane and Timo Andres. This concert gives two friends the chance to throw caution to the wind in a free associative program that brings together four centuries worth of music. Wednesday, April 13th, Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra. This Grammy-winning orchestra's broad repertoire and huge discography include music of the classical and romantic eras through 20th century and contemporary works. The only German orchestra to have performed regularly with Leonard Bernstein. Friday and Saturday, April 15 and 16, it's Lil Buck, a Jukin jam session. Jukin now is a street dance style that emerged from Memphis, Tennessee, identified by its extremely intricate footwork and propensity for improvisation, seen by many as a descendant of hip-hop and jazz with elements of ballet and modern dance. That's Friday and Saturday, April 15 and 16. Sunday, April 17th, it is Abigail Washburn and Friends, a daring, definite talent whose feel for the folk idiom results in moving material. Soulful is the word, according to the Wall Street Journal. The performance is set for 2 p.m. on Sunday, April 17th. Wednesday, April 20th. Oh, man, I hope I get this one right. Les Arts Florissants with William Christie. Harpsichord and director, that's William Christie, pioneers in the Renaissance of early music, unearthing treasures unheard for hundreds of years and presenting them in acclaimed performances and recordings on original instruments. It's among today's foremost champions of Baroque vocal and instrumental works. The show is at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, April 22nd and 23rd, it is the Martha Graham Dance Company. Modern dance spearhead Martha Graham, who founded the dance company in 1926, stands alongside Pablo Picasso, George Balanchine, Igor Stravinsky, and Coco Chanel as an icon of 20th century modernism, revolutionizing the dance world with her unorthodox movement and language and socially charged exploration of spiritual and emotional themes. Please note, this performance contains partial nudity and is not suitable for children under 18 years of age. Performance starts at 8 both nights. And wrapping up the series at Carolina Performing Arts for this season, Wednesday and Thursday, April 27th and 28th, La Verita, written and directed by Cirque du Soleil's Cortio creator, Danielle Finzi-Pasca. This is a theatrical homage to surrealist artist Salvador Dali. Ideas and images collide in a decadent vaudeville channeling of Dali's vision. Performances are set for 7:30 each night. All right, NC State Center Stage and University Theater. Ticket Central is in Thompson Hall, or you can call 919-515-1100. Or you can email to ticket-central@ncsu.edu. Okay, Saturday, March 19th, it is Cameron Carpenter. Cameron is having a ball smashing the stereotypes of organists and organ music, all the while generating worldwide acclaim. Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. Also at Stewart Theater on Thursday, March 31st, Mube Desai A Cappella Fest. Friday, April 1st, it is a concert or a choir concert at Stewart Theater. Sunday, April 3rd at 3, The Very Hungry Caterpillar, another Eric Carle favorites, part of the Kid Stuff series. Mermaid Theater of Nova Scotia will bring a delightful and imaginative blacklight adaptation of three of Eric Carle's beloved books, The Very Hungry Caterpillar, Little Cloud, and The Mixed Up Chameleon. This is at Stewart Theater. Tuesday, April 5th, the Music Minor Student Showcase, Price Music Center. Wednesday, April 6th, Ladies in Red. This is at Stewart Theater. April 7th through the 10th and 13th through the 17th, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. This is at Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall. Saturday, April 9th, it is Contra Tiempo, Urban Latin Dance Theater, a bold and multilingual Los Angeles-based dance company dedicated to transforming the world through dance. Stewart Theater, 8 o'clock. Wednesday, April 13th, Performing Artist Award Competition. This is at Price Music Center. Wednesday and Thursday, April 13th and 14th, the NCSU Dance Company Concert, nationally acclaimed by the American College of Festival Association. The NCSU Dance Company performs a distinguished collection of modern dance for their annual concert. Saturday, April 16th, Grains of Time, Tally Ballroom. Saturday, April 16th, Acoustic Africa, the fourth installment of Acoustic Africa's exhilarating journey, focuses on the richness of the African traditions of voice and song. Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. Sunday, April 17th, Raleigh Civic Symphony at Stewart Theater. The following are all at Stewart Theater. Monday, April 18th, Jazz Ensemble 2. Tuesday, April 19th, Wind Ensemble. Wednesday, April 20th, British Brass Band. And Thursday, April 21st, Jazz Ensemble 1 at Stewart Theater. All right, we're going to Durham for the Carolina Theater lineup. Of course, Carolina Theater's on West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone number's 919-560-3030 or 881-241-8162. Friday, March 18th, 1964, The Tribute. Since the early 80s, 1964, The Tribute has been thrilling audiences all over the globe with what Rolling Stone magazine has called the best Beatles tribute on earth. Saturday, March 19th, it is Jewel with special guest J.D. and the Straight Shot. Jewel has never had a case of writer's block. If need be, she can write on command. I'm lucky for that, the singer-songwriter says with a laugh, playing down the fact that over the past few decades, she's penned hundreds of poignant songs, many of which she's been performing in concerts for over two decades, but has chosen not to record. Performances at 8, tickets start at $37. Sunday, March 20th, Love and Tragedy, presented by the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. This is at 3 o'clock. Tickets are $25. Monday, March 21st, Joe Satriani, from Surfing to Shockwave, last year in Singapore, on stage for the final performance of his two-year Unstoppable Momentum Tour. Joe Satriani had both an epiphany and an out-of-body experience. He seized upon this moment of self-realization as the springboard and creative center for his wildly ambitious 15th solo album, Shockwave Supernova. Tickets for this show start at $22, and there are meet-and-greet and Surfing to Shockwave packages. Performance begins at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, March 22nd, it is the Johnny Clegg Band. Political strife can inspire great art, and Johnny Clegg's internationally successful music career represents that intersection of reality and creativity. The British-born, South African-raised Clegg has spent almost four decades writing and performing songs that reflect the topical and personal turmoil of life in his evolving homeland, pre- and post-apartheid. Tickets start at $27. The show is at 8. Wednesday, March 23rd, it is the Frog Prince. And this is part of the Arts Discovery Series for grades pre-K through 5. Performances are at 9:50 a.m. and 11:20 a.m. Wednesday, March 30th, 10-year anniversary, Whale Watching Tour 2016. Tickets start at $28. The show is at 8. Thursday, March 31st, Stuart Copeland, John Kimura Parker and Company. What happens when musicians who can play anything put their heads together to play great classical music, new music, and new arrangements of works from composers as varied as Stravinsky and Aphex Twins? The answer is something very special and utterly unique. Stuart Copeland and John Kimura Parker are two artists used to breaking the mold. Along with three incredible collaborations, they have created a quintet that has one foot in the classical world and its other foot all over the place. Tickets start at $27. Performance is at 8. Friday, April 1st, Ryan Keberle and Catharsis. Saturday, April 2nd, North Carolina Music and All That Jazz, Durham Symphony Orchestra. Tuesday, April 5th, Black Violin, classically trained South Florida twosome, Will B. and Kev Marcus, who go by the name Black Violin, are a welcome revelation for their ability to meld highbrow and pop culture. The group's most recent album, Classically Trained, is the follow-up to their 2007 self-titled debut album, which is a good introduction to their groundbreaking blend of classical, hip-hop, rock, R&B, and even bluegrass music. Tickets start at $28. The performance starts at 8. This performance was originally scheduled for January 22nd. Thursday, April 14th through Sunday, April 17th, HMS Pinafore. The Durham Savoyards, local favorites in their 54th season, present Gilbert and Sullivan's popular comic operetta HMS Pinafore. The British Navy's Captain Corcoran is shocked to learn that his lovely daughter Josephine is in love with a mere sailor aboard his ship. And this just as the First Lord of the Admiralty is coming to claim her hand in marriage. Tickets start at $20. That's HMS Pinafore, April 14th through the 17th at Carolina Theater. Tuesday, April 19th, it is Steve Hackett. Genesis classics from 1970 to 77, including The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, Cinema Show, and more. After a highly successful 2 years of touring worldwide with the Genesis Revisited and Extended shows, former Genesis guitarist Steve Hackett is returning to North America to perform with his band. Tickets start at $47, the performance at 8 o'clock. Okay, we're going to take a look at some of the Carolina Music Festivals coming up. April 7th through the 9th, well, let me say this first. The festival website currently lists no events during March 2016. So, April 7th through the 9th, Big Lick Bluegrass Festival in Oakboro. This is the event's 13th year. The festival site is Big Lick Festival Park. Of course, April 8th through the 10th, it is Rock and Roll Marathon Raleigh. The Rock and Roll Marathon is a series of marathon and half marathon and 5K races accompanied by alternative, classic, and punk rock, blues, jazz, and soul bands along the race course, plus a festival and concert at the finish line afterward. There's also a health and fitness expo at Raleigh Convention Center. April 16th, North Carolina Cuegrass Festival. The day-long show put on by the Pit Restaurant in downtown Raleigh's Warehouse District presents bluegrass and roots music, barbecue, and locally brewed beer. The festival site is on West Davy Street. April 22nd and 23rd, White Oak Shores Bluegrass Festival. This is in Stella. This is a campground-based show on the coast at the edge of the Croatan National Forest. Festival site is White Oak Shores Camping and RV Resort. April 23rd, Harmon Field Music Festival in Tryon. The fundraising event for Harmon Field presents local and regional artists. It began in 2014 Festival site is Harmon Field. April 23rd, Rocky Fest and Hidden Night. Rocky Fest is mostly a day of climbing, rappelling, and trail runs, but among the other festivities, a slate of live music performances and a picking tent. There will also be children's activities, food, arts and crafts vendors, and the like. Rocky Fest is in its fourth year. The festival site is Rocky Face Mountain Recreation Area. Okay, Comedy Club, Good Nights, 861 West Morgan Street, Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-828-5233. March 17th through the 20th, it's Bill Bellamy. Veteran comedian Bill Bellamy first gained national notoriety on Russell Simmons' Def Comedy Jam and is credited for coining the phrase booty call. He has starred in the films How to Be a Player, The Brothers, and Any Given Sunday. March 24th through the 26th, Dan Soder. Dan Soder has been featured on Comedy Central's Live at Gotham and Conan. He has his own Comedy Central show, The Half Hour, and he's appeared on Opie and Anthony and is a regular on Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast. March 31st through April 2nd, Jesse May Peluso. April 7th through the 9th, Craig Shoemaker. You might know Craig as the unmistakably engaging, iconic baritone-voiced character, the Love Master. Maybe you were one of millions who saw him in his decades of successful stand-up comedy. Or you may have seen one of his specials aired on Showtime, HBO, ABC, CBS, NBC, and just about every other major network. April 15th through the 17th, it is Bruce. Bruce's steady style of comedy has been showcased across the country, and he's been entertaining audiences young and old and of all kinds of backgrounds for years. His wit, spontaneity, and dazzling personality set him apart from many other stand-up comedians. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please call us at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.